I'm particularly interested in rail. Like, if you were to take a glance at a map of Ireland's rail 100 years ago, you'd be forgiven in assuming that it's an optimistic vision of how rail transport should look in the future. And when you talk about projects like the A5, the A6 catalyst, which is located in the former British barracks in Fort George, as well as its link to Letterkenny Institute, then New Decade, New Approach with a commitment to McGee, again linking in with the Letterkenny Institute. It's vital that the North and the South, that the All-Ireland approach is taken for the delivery of projects. But I think that when I listened to Jan Taoiseach after the North-South Ministerial Council meeting, when he talked about rail connectivity and he mentioned Belfast, Dublin and Cork, he didn't mention Derry, Belfast, Dublin and Cork. And of course, we want to see Derry to Sligo, to Knock, to Galway, to Limerick. So planning on an All-Ireland basis is crucially important if we're going to assist in addressing the legacy of neglect for the forgotten county of Donegal and for the years of absolute neglect that we've had from the British administration in Westminster, for instance, and then obviously as we have been moving into this peace and political process, whilst we've had Stormont up and running, what we have dealt with and what we have experienced is nearly, there was a Stormont anti-rail policy of the 50s and 60s, and we need to make sure that all of that is overturned. So whilst there's massive opportunities, you have a Northwest Strategic Growth Partnership, which is governments north and south coming out of the North-South Ministerial Council working together. Even Northwest Development Group of councillors all working together. We have the council in Derry and Strabane working with the council in Donegal. So what we need is on Taoiseach to be, when he's talking about projects, for instance, such as those infrastructure projects, and then we need the infrastructure minister, Nicola Mallon, to be looking at Derry and Donegal and looking what has happened to the disconnect that we have, the connectivity that we had 100 years ago is gone as a consequence of partition, and what we need is that kind of mindset that's going to overturn the fact that, for instance, in the north alone there are 54 railway stations in the north and only 3 of them are west of the band. So Sinn Féin and myself as the Sinn Féin MLA in Derry, along with my colleagues here in the city, as well as Padraig McLaughlin in Donegal TD, we have been working to look at the connectivity that is required through rail. We also need the A2 road, Buncrana Road, from Derry to Donegal. That needs elevated into a priority. And when you consider that all those on top of projects that we have, it is absolutely crucially important that the mindsets of government in deal with the kind of connectivity that's required on an All-Ireland basis.